Ingredients. 1. Cooked chicken boneless, 1 cup, minced or cut into fine bits, 2. Green chili, 1 crushed 3. Curry leaves, 5 to 10 4. Chili powder, 1 teaspoon 5. Turmeric powder, 1 quarter teaspoon 6. Cloves, 3 7. Cinnamon, 1, 2 inches piece, 8. Cardamom, 3, open and take only seeds 9. Fennel, sonf, 1 teaspoon. 10. Garlic, 3 cloves crushed 11. Ginger, 1 small piece, 2 inches, crush and powder 6 to 9 ingredients and keep. 12. Salt, to taste 13. Cooked and smashed potato, 1/2 cup 14. Onion, 1 finely chopped 15. Oil, 3 tablespoons 16. Breadcrumbs, 1 cup. Preparation. Sauté onion, adding 1 tablespoon oil in a pan, add garlic, ginger, green chili and curry leaves and stir for 2 minutes. Add rest of the masala and sauté till oil shows up and the ingredients stop sticking to the pan. Add chicken and salt, stir for 5 to 10 minutes in slow fire and off the stove. Keep for cooling. Once cooled, add potato and mix well, then make balls and form desired shape. Roll in breadcrumbs and keep aside. Heat oil in a pan and place the cutlets and fry. When one side is golden brown, turn the other side and fry till golden brown, remove and place them in a plate. Serve with some sauce or salad. I don't like to use sauce, so enjoyed it with some freshly cut tomatoes after sprinkling some salt and pepper. By the way, I used multi-grain breadcrumbs and not usual maida, all-purpose flour, breadcrumbs. The ingredients quantity is for 2 people. You can increase the quantity according to the number of people. You get a super tasty and healthy cutlet. Those who are allergic to egg also can have fun eating these delicious cutlets. So try to celebrate with family and friends. Copyright 2018 MyGrandma'sHealthySchool.com, all rights reserved.